Hey there, are you a true crime and conspiracy theory fan? Well, of course you are, aren't we all? If you want to check out a new true crime and conspiracy podcast, be sure to tune in Mondays to How Did We Miss That? Featuring Christine and John. It's a new project we're working on, and it'll be available wherever you get your pods every Monday. Cheers. Hey everyone, welcome back to the Moving Ahead podcast. And if you're new, welcome. Thanks for being here. If you're not sure what you've stepped into or what you've tuned that dial to, does anyone even do that anymore? Turn that dial? Well, I know you don't for a podcast. That's kind of impossible. But if you're new, welcome. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the podcast where we talk about all things positivity and how to move your life ahead, move forward, stop moving backwards, stop looking backwards, and move the stuff ahead. And how do we do that? Well, by being positive and being nice, trying not to dwell on the present, these trying times, trying not to dwell on mistakes of the past, or even successes of the past. Let's live for today and try to think about what's ahead by moving ahead. How many times can I say moving ahead? If you don't know where you are, well, now you do. And thanks for being here. We appreciate it. And all of our returning subscribers and listeners, thank you so much. I love you so much. Today I wanted to get into the subject of Friends, not the 90s TV show. You know, I never even really watched that. I know it's extremely popular and had like a reboot or something and places where you can go visit the set and all these things, and it just wasn't a thing that appealed to me. There's a lot of shows and stuff out there like that, wouldn't you say? Some people are just super into them, like Game of Thrones or Walking Dead or whatever, and then some people are like, meh, never seen them. Never gonna see them. You can't convince me to see them. Crazy how the world works like that, where certain groups can latch on to a pop culture-y thing and other people are like, nah, I can take it or leave it. Anyway, I wanted to speak about friends and friendships and what that means in today's society. Thanks to Thanks to our social media out there, especially Facebook, who labels everyone you have on there as a friend. I feel personally that the word friendship and the word friend and the meaning thereof has changed drastically over the years, and in part thanks to Facebook. Whether you knew them back in high school, or they're someone you met at work, or just someone you saw at a bazaar and hit it off with, and they said, oh, I'm on Facebook and so am I, and you click and say, I'm your friend now. Are you really their friend? What does friendship mean to you? Is a connection through a social networking site such as Facebook and seeing when people post about their puppies or political views or food or their vacation, does that make you their friend? Do you feel connected to them in that intimate sort of way that good friends are connected? Or did Facebook get this wrong by calling them friends versus followers like Instagram and Twitter has done? And it's interesting because Facebook owns Instagram. They might as well be the exact same company, pretty much the same business model, except one is strictly for pictures and one is for other things. But why not make the switch and call them followers or acquaintances, connections? I don't know. LinkedIn calls them connections because they're trying to be professional, and that's the businessman's social media. Twitter calls them followers, rightfully so. Lots of people following and just kind of reading on Twitter versus actually posting. So that's very appropriate. And same with Instagram. You're kind of thumbing through pictures and just looking at things from a visual perspective. Very little interaction and comments going on. So it makes sense that they're called followers there as well. But what makes Facebook different and why are they called friends there? Is it the interaction piece? Or did Facebook just get it wrong back then? I personally feel like our image and definition of friendship is severely altered these days. I mean, people even go out of their way to preface the fact when they're talking about someone, oh, this person's my Facebook friend. It's almost like you need to let the person you're actually talking to that this person's less of a friend than you are. They're just my Facebook friend. What you're telling that person or whoever you're saying that to at that moment is that I don't really know this person. I haven't been anywhere with them. We haven't really interacted face to face or even over the telephone or text message. But I do know this person. through social media. I know them through their posts and their views. But what I'm asking today is, do you really know someone through that? Is that really a friend? And are friends even important in the traditional sense that we used to know them before Facebook existed? Are friends as we knew them prior to 2005, are they even important anymore in today's society? Some would say no, especially right now during these trying times where you're not even allowed to have face-to-face interactions unless you're 6 feet apart and have a mask on and all the things. But some people would say yes, they're more important than ever. And one of those people is me. I honestly don't know how I would have gotten to this point in my life without good friends somewhere. And not always good friends. That's another definition wormhole we can go down, is what's a good friend versus just a friend? Does it even matter anymore? Do people even have best friends? I hate putting labels on things like that, like this is the best hamburger or the best pizza. Can't you like all kinds of hamburgers and all kinds of pizza and enjoy them for their differences? In-N-Out versus Five Guys, one of the biggest debates in the world. I like them both. And I'm never going to say one is better than the other because they're both good to me for different reasons. And I wish more people would look at things like that. We're so hell-bent on putting labels on things. This is my best friend, my BFF. This is the best burger. But just like it for what it is and respect how it's different than the other. I feel like we can do the same thing with friends. So I don't really call people my best friends. I'm not sure I even have a best friend, but I have a lot of great, good friends. And I would consider anyone who I talk to regularly outside of a social media platform my good friend. If we share a text, if I go out of my way to acknowledge your birthday outside of the social media, you're my friend, my really good friend. And some of the people listening to this are going to say, hey, wait a minute, I thought I was your friend. I don't get a text from you on my birthday. Well, that's because I'm a pretty bad friend. I must admit, I'm very busy and have a lot of things going on. And sometimes I just forget to send that text message. It doesn't occur to me. So how do you feel about friendship? I'd love to know if you want to email me or hit up on the social media on Instagram, if you're one of my followers, or if you're one of my friends on Facebook, what your definition and feelings of friendship are today, nearing the end of 2020, what does it mean to you? Now, kind of transitioning as to what inspired me to talk about this today was my son, 10 years old. He's been recently diagnosed over the summer and through this quarantine with being on the autism spectrum, and he's very high functioning. It's more Asperger's versus autism, but they don't really call it that anymore, so everyone's on this autism spectrum. So the reason I say that is I don't want anyone, you know, shifting their mindset and saying, oh, poor John and Christine, they have to deal with that, and poor Jacob, because that's not the case. He is very much normal, and I'm using that in air quotes because I'm not trying to label anyone as being different versus normal, but he is very much just like every other kid. His brain just works differently. A little trouble with social interactions. That's about it. Completely manageable. He's communicative. He will have a job someday and a wife. Everything will be fine. Everything will work out, and it'll just be a blip on the radar. Another thing to chalk up to what we learned in 2020 for this family. And furthermore, I'd like to go on record saying that I'm pretty sure I have a touch of this. And I'm pretty sure a lot of people do. There's a lot of people I know that have all the symptoms of no filter, poor social interactions, all those things that you hear about on this spectrum disorder plane, if you will. If you haven't studied it or looked it up, you should, because I bet some of the behaviors would call out to you and say, you know what, I do that a lot. But for people from my generation and my age, I'm 41, I don't think it was really a thing. It definitely was not diagnosed the way it is today. And so I think there's a lot of people running around out there from 40 plus that are suffering from ADHD, Asperger's, all those things that just weren't a thing, a popular thing for doctors to diagnose back then. So we've all had to figure out how to work through it on our own, in school, through our careers, different social interactions, and now on social media. Man, try having autism spectrum disorder on social media. What a trip that is. And it's hard for me. I just want to burst out sometimes because I would say my biggest traits that I have, very difficult with some social interactions. My wife would disagree and that I have no trouble with social interactions. But I personally inside feel like I do sometimes. But my biggest thing is no filter. Man, I call them how I see it. I will tell you straight up what I feel. No sugarcoating, no nothing. And I take to social media sometimes, especially in a public forum, like a news story or something like that. And I will call it how I see it. I'm just going to call you out. And it's hard sometimes because I get called out in return. And so social media makes that kind of an awkward situation. But getting back to my son and what inspired me to speak about this today was that he has a hard time making and keeping friends. And he's always talking about, I don't care about being popular. I don't want to be popular. I don't like the popular kids. And I'm constantly trying to tell him that I think he has a misconception of what popular means. I think he has a misconception of what the popular kid looks like. Popular to him is someone that has a bunch of superficial friends that follow them around, heap praise upon them. Maybe they're the captain of the football team or the cutest girl in school. All the things we see portrayed on TV. And quite honestly, we see portrayed on social media. That's his concept of what popular means. And I'm constantly trying to tell him that I have a different perception of what popular means, because I would say that in high school and college especially, I was considered popular. Maybe my friends from that era would say, no, you weren't. You were the biggest dork. Which I was. I'm acknowledging that. But I feel like I was popular because I knew a lot of people and a lot of people knew me. I never stepped foot on one sports field in high school except to play the halftime show because I was a band nerd, as they're oftentimes referred to. I don't feel that way about them, so I'm not saying that, but that's what I was. I was all music all the time, and when I wasn't thinking about playing jazz or playing marching band songs on my saxophone, I was thinking about punk rock and swing and all these other kind of music things. In fact, I even dressed the part at different stages in my high school life. Man, good thing smartphones weren't around back then, because there would be some pictures. Boy, I tell you. And there are some floating around. Maybe I can find a good picture of my bleached hair drapes that I had in junior or senior year. If you want a good laugh, I'll be posting that up on the social media for this episode. But anyway, I knew a lot of people. I knew all the jocks. I knew the popular girls. I knew the cheerleaders. I knew these people, but I was also very different. And the people I would consider my friends today, looking back on that time in my life, there was a select few. Maybe 4 to 5 at the most. And if any of them are listening to this and you think you made the cut, or maybe you didn't, I'm sorry. I don't know. Everyone was considered my friend, kind of the way Facebook considers people friends. Because if you were an acquaintance of mine and we weren't fighting and you weren't making fun of me and vice versa, then you're my friend. I had no beef with you and we could talk about things and you could come see me at Baskin Robbins and I'd give you free ice cream. But you weren't my close friend that I told secrets to or discussed personal matters with. You weren't my friend in that way. We didn't do things outside of school. We didn't hang out. I'm constantly telling my son, it's okay to just have 1 or 2 close friends, but be cool with everybody. There's no need to hate on the popular kids. There's no need to resent them. Be friendly with them, be friends in air quotes, but have a couple really good friends. That's all that really matters, and that's all you really need in your life. And I can't even begin to think about where I would be in my life today without some great friends that have helped me along the way. I mean, think about it. How many times in your life as an adult have you come across like, oh, I have a friend there that works at this stadium or at this theme park or at this store, and they're going to hook me up. They're going to get me discount tickets, or they're going to do something. I don't know. I know a friend at the mechanic shop who's going to help me get my car fixed or help me get that smog check. All these different things throughout life where a friend has helped us out. So it's important to have those friends in your life, even from the superficial sense that I just know this person. I was nice to them. They were nice to me, and they're my friend. They're not necessarily my closest friend. Maybe haven't done anything with them in years, but they're my friend. I've kept in contact and I've always been nice and we've been nice to each other. Those are the kind of people you need in your life. So I tell this to my son because he has a hard time thinking about it in that context. He feels that he's so different, and other kids right now at this age of 10 years old, which is a nasty age, also see him as different. So they have a hard time connecting the fact in their brain that this kid is all right. He might be cool to have as a friend. He might be helpful to me in the future. Who knows? And if they really took the time to get to know each other, this is not just one-sided where the normal kids, again, normal in air quotes, are not accepting of my son. It's also him. He's not accepting of them. He doesn't understand the way they operate and the way they know lots of people and they're more athletic on the field of play and all those things. He doesn't quite compute normal situations like that in his brain. And that's part of the spectrum disorder. It just is what it is. And he's accepting of it. And so are we. And we're working through it. Now, my daughter, on the other hand, easy peasy. She is a social butterfly. She is just friends with everyone. She gets it. But that just goes to show you how your brain conceptualizes these things differently, and especially if you're on that spectrum. So it's going to be a little tough for him, but luckily for him, I've had my own experiences with this, and I try to coach him up through it. So I think he'll be okay. But I really wanted to talk today about, in the business sense, and just your personal life, how important are friendships? Really think about it. The friends in your life, like those people I've said that have maybe hooked you up along the way or helped you get into something that you normally wouldn't get into, but you knew this person. How many times has a friend come to your aid and helped you get that job interview or even helped you get hired at that job, helped you get that promotion? It's important, right? Do you look at friends the way I do, that you have a lot of different friends under this friend umbrella? Do you look at them like Facebook does, that everyone I know is my friend? What does friend mean to you? Do you only have a few close friends, or do you have a lot of close friends, a tight-knit group? I know some people that I see on social media that appear to have a very large network of close friends, and they all get together and they all get along in the same ways. Man, that's amazing. I don't know how I could ever do that, because just like me, I'm very different from my close friends, and they're very different from me, and they're very different from each other. So to get the whole group together and be that tight, that's amazing. And kudos to you for being able to do that. But what I really want you to do after listening to this episode is really think about your friend network and examine, who are my closest friends? Do I have a lot of close friends, or is it just a few? And am I calling everyone my friend? Which I want to reiterate is okay. It's okay to even to call the people on Facebook your friends, like Facebook does. I would just encourage you to actually interact with those friends. Check in on them once in a while. How you doing? Send them a message. What's going on? What's new in your life? I haven't seen you post in a while. How you feeling? Are you well? All those things that we tend to think we do with our friends, but we don't really do, especially through the social media platform. Well, I think that's it, friends. I just wanted to talk about that a little bit. Like I said, it's been weighing on my mind, and I'm having a daily conversation with my kids about what friendship really means and trying to coach them up through this process. So I thought I'd talk about it here and see what everyone else felt about what friends mean in their life. And like I said in the beginning, I think friendship right now is more important than ever. We've been told to distance ourselves from each other. We're constantly being told that by our government leaders and the media and everything else. Right now is a weird time, but luckily we have technology that can help us still remain friends and get that intimate human connection. Use Zoom, FaceTime, Skype, whatever the Android people use, to connect with your people remotely and digitally if you can't see them in person. All this talk right now, very hot issue, is these regulations and rules they're putting in place about how to celebrate the holidays. Man, that sucks. The one time that families and friends that don't see each other regularly because they're busy or live in other places was the holidays, where you could all get together, fight about politics, talk about life, share your kids and your memories, and all the things that you've been doing throughout the year that have been great. But this year, not only has the year not been great, but we're being told that that's not allowed. Man, it's going to be tough. It's going to be tough, but I have some tips for that as well. Maybe we'll do that next episode, because I've been living 3,000 miles away from friends and family for the past 3 years. So every holiday has looked different for us over here. We've had to do it over Skype every time for the last 3 years. It's not that big of a deal, but some people really cherish this family time during the holidays, and it's going to be different. But like I said, that's a conversation for another podcast, another time. What I really want everyone to do is just be safe out there. be friendly to each other, be nice, and reach out to those friends. Even if it's a label that's been given to you from Facebook, if they're on that list of yours, go through that list. Check in on people. Hell, if you have a large friends list, some of those people might even be deceased. Did you ever think of that? Do people really go in and shut down a Facebook page? I know several people that have passed on that still have a Facebook page, kind of like a memory or a tribute. But if you're not in tune or engaged with those friends in that friends list, you may have people on that list that aren't even here anymore, and you haven't checked in on them. And I'll reiterate again, this is a two-way street. I'm not lecturing anyone out there. Those friends probably should have checked in on you as well. But let's be starters of the movement. Let's be leaders. Let's check in our friends. Let's go through that list. Say, how you doing? Send a text to a friend you haven't talked to in a while. If you're a close friend and you're not allowed to see each other right now, have drinks over Zoom or Skype or whatever your platform you prefer. Do something friendly to one another. Let's get back to a place in this country where we're being nice, we're being kind, and that's the only way we will move ahead. Take care of yourselves, wash your hands, wear your mask, and be a good friend. Cheers.